I'm now joined on the line by the Guardian's Harriet Sherwood, who's been in Nablus on the West Bank, where there's another rally taking place. Harriet, could you talk me through what's been going on there?
Well, it was a pretty impressive crowd, I have to say. The Palestinian Authority has closed schools and universities for half a day, so that would have boosted turnout. But there was thousands of people gathered in a central square. There were bands, music, singing, chanting, lots and lots of Palestinian flags being waved aloft, pictures of Abu Mazen, and a very, very festive atmosphere, very cheerful.
Was the mood then one which was fairly celebratory? Do people think that there's a realistic aspiration that statehood would be granted, or is it more of a kind of defiant mood?
No, I think it was very much a celebration, and people were saying things like, you know, we are here to mark the liberation of our people, we are here to mark the world's recognition of a state for the Palestinian people. When you press them on how this will change things on the ground, they're quite realistic and say things aren't going to improve immediately in terms of the occupation of the Palestinian territories. But they do say that this is a point where the world has an opportunity to recognise the struggle of the Palestinian people, and they're very adamant that the world should get behind them, and they're very outraged at the prospect of an American veto of the Palestinian proposal.
Do you think there would be a significant amount of anger if the veto did take place, or if everything just collapses into another fudge?
I think there will be a lot of anger. I think people here are very, very cynical about the whole process, peace process, the whole talks and negotiations that have been going on for 20 years without any real results. And people all the time point to the growth of settlements in that period and say that while we've been negotiating, Israel has been eating into our land more and more. So I think people are very, very cynical about the process. And I think if there is a fudge, people will be disappointed.
Whilst obviously these rallies have been slightly orchestrated, is there a sense that there is a reasonable amount of support behind the Palestinian leadership and what they're trying to do here?
Yes, I think there is support in the West Bank for what the Palestinian leadership are trying to do. I think it's people are cautious about it, aren't going over the top. I mean, the rally today in Nablus is if you like, the kind of most loyal supporters of the Palestinian Authority. But I've spent a lot of time in the West Bank in the past couple of weeks, and I haven't found anybody really who's opposed to this move, although a lot of people are saying this isn't actually going to necessarily change reality on the ground.